Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's always a Mark's Jewelers minutes from you online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you sign Kyle Schwarber for 5 years, $160 million? No, is 60%, and yes is 40%. Jim Bowden, who is it Bowden or Bowden?
No, I think it's Bowden.
Bowden.
Yeah.
Who is
actually Bowden.
Full of it. Yeah.
That was his projection for Kyle Schwarber, which I think is, I thought all of his projections were way above what they were going to be.
That surprised you a little bit, though, that 60% would do it?
No, 60% would not do it.
Oh, would not do it. I thought you said would do it.
Yeah, I think what will happen.
That makes more sense. Yes. I thought you said they would do it. I'm like, what?
I think they can say no now. If they say, if it happens and it's the Mets or somebody, I think there will be blowback, but I think people will understand.
Yeah.
So joining,
especially the five-year part.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's from DH. Yeah. What are we talking about? Yeah. All right. Joining us now, Elliott Shore Parks. Coming up at 6 o'clock is ESPN.
Go I Bird, like that.
Go Birds Evenings.
Like that, yeah. Starting to get used to it?
It's good. Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
By the way, we got to correct Elliot's birthday again.
Oh, yeah, Spike. Check this out.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Google was wrong.
Okay.
So he was born in 87, okay. Which means he's turning 38.
Okay.
Also, I like how we talk all day, every day, and you looked Google for my birthday. You can't just text me and find it out.
Well, then I would have been giving away
what we're talking
about. Well, I got news for you. I know I'm always in the top five, so it's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Could this be one of those situations where Elliot's trying to
lie?
Peel back a year on his life?
Oh, like you do with betting lines on Fridays?
Like a young pitching prospect or something?
Yeah.
No. Birthday on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
you got your birthday suit for the game?
There's no game on Sunday, buddy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got your birthday suit.
Yeah.
I thought you were actually making a joke there.
Yeah.
And
And on Go Birds Evenings tonight, which is Wednesdays at 6 o'clock, Devin Caney will be your guest tonight
as
well.
Giving out the midseason awards and talk about the trade.
So, and actually, before we get to why you actually have here, why you're here, is not because you're turning 40 very soon.
Right.
How are you? My guess would be you are not dealing well with closing in on 40 because you're very close to it. So we will consistently remind you. I'm just wondering where you are in.
So it's funny, like, I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like when I was young, I was like, when I'm 25, I'll feel old. Then when I'm 30, I'll feel old. Then when I'm 35, I'll feel old. And I feel like when I turn 40, I'll probably be like, I'll feel old when I'm 50.
Yes. I actually kind of feel the same way.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, you know, you look at pictures of what 40 and 50 looked like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's not going to handle turning 40 well?
Fritz.
Oh, Fritz.
Yeah. No one brings up age more than Fritz.
I'm a 40 at heart.
Yeah. Well, he thinks he's going to be young forever.
Exactly. Well, right. I wonder if when you turn 40 is when you finally lose the hairpiece.
Yeah, my fake hair.
Yes, because you're bald.
Yeah, I'm balding.
Well, I'll never go bald or gray. So.
Don't. Okay. Whatever.
You're going to go gray. You're going to go gray.
I'm positive I won't.
Why?
I just don't think I will.
No one in my family has really gone gray.
You're going to lose your hair or go gray.
I think my hair will look like this the rest of my life. Just being honest.
Can we cut this audio for 2060?
Yeah. 2060. Yeah.
When hopefully you guys, we're all still doing the show together from 2 to 6.
Broads will be doing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'll be me and it'll be ESP on Tuesdays with Broads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to bring you in because...
I wonder why.
Do you not know?
No, I'm sure it's something I tweeted.
Yeah, it is. So every week you do this little chart. Where
I like to call it little chart.
Yeah,
Available on all social media platforms.
Unavailable.
So
on
demeaning.
Yeah, it's not what I meant.
Those big numbies.
You do this chart where leading up to a game, you have a sliding scale for quarterback, running back, tight end, wide receiver, offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, cornerback, safety, and coach. And you put the Eagles somewhere on that sliding scale,
yes.
And you put the other team somewhere on that sliding scale. So you did the Eagles at the bye week.
Correct.
And there's some things on here that are, if we're talking about how the Eagles are at the bye week, given how they've looked this year, I think are egregious and wrong.
All right.
And they make me feel wormy about you. And I don't like that.
I know you don't like that. So
yeah. So how in the world, after having one good game, do you have running back at elite and offensive line at elite?
So I think the offensive line has had more than one good game. I think they have improved over the last month. I thought they were awesome against Minnesota. They were obviously very good last week. Like, and also, like, it's a sliding scale where they started at the top of elite, right? So I have dinged them for playing worse. I mean, they clearly have one of the most talented offensive lines in the league.
Yes, but they haven't been elite.
They have not played to their potential, but they are still one of the better offensive lines in the league. I think we get so close to it that, like,
why are you even doing it the bye? I mean, they have not played elite this year.
I don't completely agree with you on that. Like, I think they have not, they did not play well to start the season. I agree with
you on
that.
They've only played 8 games.
Yeah, the first 4 weeks, I'm saying. They were not good the first 4 weeks of the season. I think they've improved as it's gone on. And I would still say they have an elite offensive line.
But they haven't played elite.
Yeah, but would you say they have?
I'm saying that's how I view the positions going into it. Like for the first 8 weeks, how would I view each position? Like, I think the Eagles have an elite quarterback in Jalen Hurts. I think they have an elite offensive line. That's not saying they have played elite every single week, but the season started with them being maybe the best offensive line in the league. So I still view them as an elite offensive line. Do you think Saquon's an elite running back?
Not this year. He hasn't been elite.
He's had the worst season of his whole career.
Right, right. But again,
even considering the years he had with the Giants.
Right, but I guess where I would compare this to is like, all right, let's say Joel Embiid or whatever. If an athlete starts as the best player in the league and struggles for the first half of the season, he's not automatically the 70th best player in the league.
I see what you're saying.
Right? They're still elite players. Like, Saquon is still an elite player.
Then what's the point of playing?
Yeah, what's the point of...
Well, like, because if I did this for other teams, I wouldn't put them in elite.
Isn't it possible that, like, just throwing it out there, that it's possible Tyler Steen is not elite, Landon Dickerson has been injured all year, Lane Johnson is, I don't know, in the last 1 or 2 years of his career. And Jordan Mailata, love him, but up to his standard, he has not had a particularly good year.
I agree. Mailata's not played up to his standard. I think Lane has been closer to his standard, but he probably has not been the complete Lane because he's been on and off the field. Landon Dickerson has not played well to start the year, but they started as the best in the league in their position. So I think that while they've not been as good, maybe like we're too close to it where you can't see, like, they are still a very good offensive line. They're just not playing to their standard. I mean, Pro Football Focus has them ranked as the third best offensive line in the league.
I don't care about
care because it doesn't support your point. But like,
No.
Well, I'm saying that's what we do with Pro Football Focus.
No, that's what people
what
do.
I do.
Exactly.
I have literally, I've been hosting this show for a year and a half. I've never brought up Pro Football Focus.
We don't understand how they measure stuff.
So yeah. I'm not saying that's end all be all. The only point I'm making is there is another outlet that does views them as very, very good. And third, I would argue, is elite. Like, Saquon has not played like an elite running back this year. I agree with you. I still think he is an elite running back.
Yes. So I guess where we kind of get confused is that when you're doing first half grades, are you grading them off of their performance in the first half?
I'm grading off how I view them right now.
Okay.
Like, so at the beginning of the year, I had them all closer to the max. Like, for those that can't see the graphic, obviously, it's basically like 1 to 10.
So,
and I had them at 10s because I thought coming off last year, they were awesome. And now I have them more at like eights or sevens.
Okay.
So the Eagles this year, and I would say this is a good measure of offensive line. Mm-hmm. If DVOA,
So I'm not a big DVOA guy, but I'm interested to see what they have to say.
For rushing, they're 13th. So that includes
as a pass block offensive. Are you saying their running game?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, their running game's not been great this year.
Okay. But that's the offensive line and Saquon.
I get it. Yeah. But again, they're starting from being the best running attack of all time last year. So like, I still think that they have elite talent. Now, yeah, I agree with you. They're not playing to their potential. But do you think A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are elite?
Well, Devontae
has played closer
to elite
this year. But can't say A.J. has played at an elite level.
And how about
year.
This? Devontae, here's the problem with elite. We need standards. Devontae Smith is a great player. The elite wide receivers in the NFL are Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson.
I agree with
he
you.
He is not in that class.
He's not in that class. Yeah. But if you asked whoever you wanted to ask, the GMs, head coaches, another fan base, Twitter poll, would the Eagles receivers not probably be ranked as a top three unit in the league?
Yes.
So that's elite. I agree with you. They're not performing elite right now, but they are elite talent. And the past two games, I think a lot of aspects of this team have been elite.
Yeah, but if you were to ask, have they played like a top three duo this year? I don't know if anybody would say yes. And that doesn't mean from a talent standpoint,
right,
they shouldn't be up there. And this is probably where AJ gets frustrated.
Yeah.
Because this is how he's starting to be viewed. He was viewed in that the Holy Trinity. You get Chase, Jefferson, and AJ Brown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He's not in that. He's not in that group. He's not being mentioned.
Yeah, he's averaging like 40 fewer yards a game this year or something like that.
But to your point, from a talent standpoint, he still has it. But when you talk about passing game, the quarterback and the receivers, it matters. So how could they be elite when
I guess what I'm saying is
for a month everybody wanted to kill the passing game.
And that's half the year.
Right. So maybe it's not clear. I'm saying I think they're still elite players.
Okay.
Right? Like, so when I do this each week and I compare them to the other team, I put like where the players are. Essentially like how I view the players at that position. And obviously how they're playing is taken into consideration, which is why I dock them. I dock them from like the best in the league to halfway through.
Yeah, but the only reason to do the grades, ranking, scale, and all that, it has to take into the current.
It does. It does.
Yeah, but the running game just came alive last week.
Right, but I'm not ranking the running game. I'm ranking the offensive line and the running back. So I'm saying I still think Saquon, well, I think it's a different thing. Like, I'm talking about players, not... I think maybe it's a semantics thing, but I view him differently.
It's totally semantics.
No, because like that's a combination.
How would you say Saquon, the running back position, if let's say not talent, let's say how they've played this year,
right.
the running back position this year, elite, average,
games.
Bad, the same sliding
right. So if I was only looking at the eight games and nothing from the previous years,
you didn't know anything about the players.
Yeah, I would say Saquon has been like on the lower end of average.
Okay.
But I would say Jalen, I would still put him.
No, I'm okay with quarterback.
Okay.
And offensive line? The high end of average?
Yeah,
average.
High end of average. I mean, they have been better, I think, than they're given credit for a little bit. Like
they
there's
have?
A lot. Well, there's a lot of really bad offensive line. So like I still think the Eagles have gotten decent offensive line play. But I would agree with you. They have not played like an elite offensive line this year. I agree with you on that.
All right. Okay.
So I'm talking about the players and settled. Like how I view them.
Can I ask you this? When we have your 40th birthday party, are you
yeah,
okay?
Next year on Sunday.
Are you okay if we bring you there in a coffin?
Well, that's basically how Jack views it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What do you have coming up tonight on ESPN?
So Devin Caney,
yes,
co-host, very excited
well,
for that.
What are you going to be talking about? Just to tease
I'm,
for the
I'm
people.
Getting into it.
Yeah, okay.
You know how to tease a show?
Yes, yeah. I do.
We got a giveaway, which I'm very excited about.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you also gunning for our jobs?
Yeah. Do you look, is your
well,
goal to be afternoon
I'll
drive?
Just say this. When I talk with Rod about my career, I always make it clear I don't want to be in a position to root against my friends.
Oh,
so I'm very happy with my current role.
Well, let's put it this way. I hope Broads doesn't know which car I drive in the garage.
I was about to say.
I'm worried he's cutting the brake lines.
What's Tanya Harding thing?
Why didn't Broads say the morning show?
I don't know.
I think it's because he did do afternoons previously at his former job.
Or does he view afternoons as a top time slot?
I think he views afternoons as a top spot.
It is, yeah.
Or does he view them as more, you know, they're more locked in.
Yes.
And there could be an opening
easy.
Here.
Yeah, like we're like, this is the easy route.
Does
he view it as a top spot if you're just pressing the buttons?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the question.
That was pretty demeaning.
Yeah,
that was from the heart.
That was Rose being backed into a corner.
Yeah.
And he was like,
well,
meaning he doesn't respect me.
You asked if he thought that the morning show is more established and cemented. The answer is nobody thinks that.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
We'll break it down at, 3:30 tomorrow?
With the camera. The camera will be
Is he on tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about his book, maybe try to nail down a date for basketball, you know.
I see the WIP cup just sitting out there.
Yeah.
Jack will walk by it every day.
Never
uses motivation.
Never going to be awarded.
But for tonight, we're talking about the trade, obviously, and then the awards for the midpoint of the season.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the trade, but instead I'll tell people. And what awards are you giving away?
So we're doing a bunch of different categories. Offensive player of the year, defense player of the year, and then I made up a bunch of awards.
Okay.
So you have to tune in to find out.
Ah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll be tuned in until I get home.
I know, yeah. Trust me, the most nerve-wracking part of the show is from 6 to 6:20. Yeah.
Oh, 45.
Okay, all right. So halfway through the second segment.
Yeah, it's a longer drive.
Okay, yeah, it's true. Right. Well, I guess for you, it might have been the whole show, like a year ago.
Yes.
Which makes you more nervous, Ike listening on the way home or Spike listening to Go Birds Daily?
Probably Spike listening to Go Birds Daily because I know.
I don't give critique of his show.
Well, right, because everything I say on Go Birds Daily I know will be brought up here if he doesn't agree with it. And I'm sure that, you know, Jack lets his opinion in on that too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, what people don't know is that I want to present myself as a complete human being. I also give Elliot a lot, I feel like,
a lot
of good tips.
You know, look, it means a lot you actually listen to it.
Yes.
When you consider all we do is listen to each other talk all
day.
Yes. Nah,
now,
listen, we want you to do well, bro.
It is an amazing, but I would say this.
Not too well, though.
It is.
You do well, we do well.
Exactly. That's how I view it.
Yeah. Yes. Not everybody.
Seems like everyone doesn't do it that way.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But what a moment it is when I'm on my walk in the morning, I'm listening to Go Birds Daily, and I hear something that is content related.
It's like giving you free show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just take it up with you in a tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's like you listening to the show is Ike tweeting my tweet with a GIF or whatever.
Yes.
Yes.
Neil in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Neil?
Hey. How are you guys?
Oh, boy. Hey, Neil.
Spike, I wanted to talk to you. How about the 4-0 Sixers start and Maxey looking like another all-star again? I know he's already a three-time all-star, but do you think he could sustain, so many minutes and playing so well, for another couple weeks?
Yeah, when McCain comes back, his minutes will go down. I actually think his minutes will go down a little bit when Paul George comes back, too. I don't think he's going to score 40 points a game, but I think he could be third-team All-NBA. I think he'd get there, second or third-team All-NBA. It's pretty exciting, Neil.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks like they finally hit on the pick from Bauer. About how he dunks and making the outside shots. He looks like a player. And maybe even Grimes might make some outside shots every now and again.
Yeah, well, you want to talk about draft. Daryl Morey nails the draft, Neil. Thank you for the call. Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, VJ Edgecombe.
He did the rebuild. The window is brand new now.
Yes.
It felt very shut last year. Now it feels like it's just starting to open.
Well, I like to remind people he did that in Houston, too.
Yeah.
Yao Ming.
He's a great GM.
Yeah.
Stop trying to tell people how to view the season.
Yeah.
No expectations.
There we go.
I'll tell people how
I think I'm with Elliot.
Every minute spent talking about Joel and Paul George, in my opinion, is a wasted minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's even talking about Paul George.
Right. Like,
yeah.
I would not cut Maxey's minutes for Paul George. I get what you're saying. He's playing too many minutes right now.
47 minutes on the second night of a back to back.
You can't ignore 25 minutes. I mean, 25 points in 23 minutes.
Watch me.
Yeah.
I think everything you get from him is a plus. Like, I don't go into any game thinking they need Joel to do this or that.
I agree. But when he does it.
But that's why, here's what the way I've adopted, me and Spike, we only speak when it's positive things to speak about.
Yeah.
No, I mean, even with Joel, we're not going to ignore Joel's positive things out there, and we're not going to accentuate the things he didn't do well tonight. Yeah.
I think with Joel, it's all wins this year. Like if he plays well, if he doesn't, I'm just more invested in the young guys. Those are going to dictate my mood more than how Joel looked. Now, he has been bad on defense, but on offense, he could legitimately help them late in the year if you need him. Yeah. I'd play him 20 minutes the rest of the year until the playoffs.
Well, okay.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I would. Like, what's the benefit of playing him more?
Well, because they're going to have to play him more in the playoffs, and they're going to have to
figure out a week before, ramp him up a little bit.
All right, okay. The text line is brought to you by...
push it?
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Sorry, there is no truce. The text line.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, I tried. I did try.
Yeah, you put up a good effort, man. Yeah.
Did you get in a fight with it?
Well, with the
text line?
No. I'm talking about
we
tried an intervention with Jack and Jalen, and I knew.
Oh, no, that was about it. The text line was responding to the idea of you two having a truce.
Oh.
And there is no truce on the text line. And you.
Yeah. Oh.
It's still going to come after.
I thought it was about you with Jalen. Oh,
okay. No, I thought today.
Bring it, text line.
No, today I thought it was good progress on the Jalen.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you a Jalen guy now?
Well, so I ranked him 9th.
Oh, God.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm 7th.
That is such like a backhanded ranking.
Yeah.
Number 9?
Well, he has behind Justin Herbert and ahead of Baker.
The quarterbacks I believe in less than Jalen. Goff,
Stroud. Is that what the list is called?
Goff, Stroud, Dak, Baker, Love, Daniel Jones, Darnold, Knicks. I have Jalen above all those guys. I want that on the record.
Okay.
I think you would take Knicks over Jalen.
He doesn't like Knicks.
I'm
the Knicks guy. All right, bring it, text line.
Jack negotiating for Joe versus Jack. Whatever, I don't care. I don't like negotiating. Jack negotiating for the Jalen intervention. Stand back, boys, I have a 54-point plan.
Yes.
Mike in Havertown.
That's true. You had a lot of conditions.
Way more work.
A lot of conditions. What's next?
An intervention for Jack? I don't believe in interventions. Also, I need to get this 12-point team parlay in when I get over the bridge into New Jersey. Ike in the studio.
I thought that was going to be Hugh for a second.
That is me.
What's next?
Ike has really become the classic shooter that keeps pulling up shots no matter what when it comes to naming white bands. Is that Creed? Nope. Is that Average White Band? Nope. Is that the Beatles? Nope. Alex in Lancaster.
Jack comes back with...
Don't look back in anger.
Sometimes.
Oasis.
Oh, and Ike said, no, I thought this was an apt... recognition for him. He said, is that the Beatles? And I said, no.
Well, it's close, though.
Sounds just like
the Beatles. Yeah. I feel like that's basically right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is their most Beatlesy song of all their songs.
Yeah, I'm more of a deep cut guy with Oasis.
What's next?
Ike. Woo, looks like I got a 10-incher. Baldy. What's that now?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, don't worry about it.
Mark and Motko.
What did he say? Something about pulling out.
What did he say? He said, somebody won't pull out quick.
Yeah. And Ike goes, we can't let that slide. And I just said, Baldy, pulled out. And he's like, what?
What was that?
Nothing.
I like when Ike goes, we can't let that slide. Like, it's like a moral code thing. Like, not on this show.
I try not to interrupt them, our analysts, but sometimes they don't know it, man.
Yep.
You just can't let it go, man.
What's next?
Stop being a little bee. Jack, under his breath, after Spike stopped the show to make sure everyone knows that Cooper Sharp is American cheese.
You learn something new every day on this show.
I am with Jack. I thought Cooper Sharp was a type of cheese.
Well, we all did.
Yeah.
Cooper is the name of the brand.
Yeah, but we don't order anything else like, let me get, Lando Lakes butter.
Well, but that's That's good on the brand.
Let me get the Kellogg's.
I'm sorry, you were wrong.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that's why I thought it was the brand of like the name of the cheese.
Thank you.
Well, you call Wheaties Wheaties. You don't call
them Wheat Flakes. Yeah, I don't call it Kellogg's Wheaties.
Yeah, but Wheaties. All right.
I'm just saying.
We got a point here, Spike.
Yeah. No,
not that you are.
What other cheese do we use?
The fact that you didn't know is not my problem.
No, I think the common person out there would think Cooper Sharp is the name of the cheese.
It isn't, but it's Cooper Sharp American cheese. Yeah, it is sharp American cheese made by Cooper.
That's a weird way to call it.
Such thing like of a sharp American cheese.
Now that I did know.
I thought it was already sharp cheddar.
Okay.
Is there sharp mozzarella?
No.
Well, what makes it sharp?
The flavor.
The kind of knife?
You should give that out for Halloween.
The kind of knife? He's going to give out balls of mozzarella? Yeah.
Only Cooper, the kids will say.
We have Tommy Down the Shore on Friday. Hopefully we get a Tommy Down the Shore Halloween. He's handing out gabagool and
What's he giving out?
He handed out good stuff, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, ESPN is next. Go Birds Evenings, Elliott Shore Parks from 6 to 8. His special guest tonight is Devin Caney. They'll be handing out their mid-season bi-week awards. It'll be a great show. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.